jersey sold out right after the game last night. Fans are so excited about you. I guess what's your reaction and hearing about all your sudden popularity like that?
It's nice to know that you know, people like me out here. You know, it's nice to know that they're enjoying the wins that we're getting and success that our team's having.
How does it feel to have your own T-shirt on Blunt Force Trauma?
they actually started it before the season. I got with this company called Athletes Original, and we got my clothing line started, and it's amazing. You know, I see a lot of people with it. I've seen athletes with it. You know, everybody in my family has one, you know, and I wear them from time to time. So, I mean, it's amazing. I'm just loving it.
Finally, does it bother you that some people get confused trying to pronounce your name?
Nah. I mean, I can see where it's confusing that, you know, but, yeah, the O is silent. They used to say Blount. Yeah, but it's Blunt, though.
Well, Karen, how does it feel to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week? Do you ever think that would happen?
I haven't been worried about Sports Illustrated at all. I haven't even seen the official, you know, the official book, but I've gotten a lot of pictures from it. You know, I've gotten a lot of text messages of pictures of the Sports Illustrated cover, though.
Are you worried it might jinx you?
Nah, I don't believe in jinxes.
Look, Aaron, what's it been like the last 3 weeks? You know, just the hot streak. Can running backs or offenses get on hot streaks? And it seems like you guys are on a hot streak offensively, especially with the run game with you and Steven.
The offense is definitely clicking. Yeah, we've been getting hot, you know, at the right time of the year. You know, this is the time that we need to get hot. This is the time that we need to stay hot. And you know, with me, Steven, you know, with Vereen and with Bolden, you know, all of us are productive backs. You know, we bring something different to the table. And you know, I feel like they, you know, just, you know, just trying to get the ball in our hands a little bit more.
Akeem made a comment earlier that he knew that you were this type of back in the day. You just didn't get opportunities down in Tampa. Can you just talk about the progression and what it's been like to come here and get the opportunities and show what you have?
It's been good. It's been fun. You know, I've just been working, you know, working my butt off since I got here, you know, to get the opportunities that I have. And, you know, I've just been doing everything I can, you know, to come out here and show them what kind of player I am. And, you know, they gave me the opportunity to show them. And I've been getting more opportunities as the season has been going on.
How was today's practice, the first one going into the big game?
It was good, you know. It was good, you know. It was productive. We've just been doing, you know. We've seen film on them, you know. And now we're gonna go out. We've been going out there and trying to, you know, do everything we can to exploit the weaknesses and the flaws of their defense.
Is it a little different not having time out there at a Wednesday practice to get things going?
It's not any different. We're going to go out there and operate, you know, if Tom's there or not. You know, Ryan knows just about everything Tom knows, I'm pretty sure. And he went out there and executed the practice, you know, the same exact way Tom would.
Aaron, how much credit do you give your tight ends for contributions they've made in the running game?
They get just as much credit as the offensive line, and I feel like, and I've told everybody before, I feel like that entire offensive line should be in the Pro Bowl, and you know, and our tight ends should definitely be there as well, because they've done a tremendous job all season opening up these holes for us, and that's one of the huge reasons why we get those big runs.
It seems like there should be a statistical category for assists on a touchdown.
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to give a couple assists out.
Is it a little more satisfying to you this year the way you've played, because Tampa Bay had given up on you and someone from Big Jeff Dent, so some satisfaction kind of to show all over again that you could be close to 1,000-yard rusher?
Doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I just come out here and play. You know, Bill and Mr. Kraft saw something in me that, you know, that they liked, and they brought me aboard, and I came out here and did what they wanted me to do.
Do a final question, guys.
Is this your first AFC championship?
No, this is my first playoff appearance. Period.
Well, then what does it feel like to play in a game this big?
This is one of the most important, you know, games of the season. You know, this determines if you go all the way or if you go home. So there's a lot of emphasis on this game. You know, everybody's doing a lot more, you know, staying a lot later, doing a lot more studying, you know, just to make sure that we have all our I's dotted and our T's crossed to make sure we go out there and put on a good enough performance to win.